What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back here on the Grant Leonard Culture Show, here with me, JR. Happy to you. So you see my man G here, nice sweatshirt, and my man JR Williams here with him as well, man. G, what's the break for you and the guys, man?
You know, it's always good to get our guys home for a little bit, 3 days, and see their families. You know, so got a lot of guys from the Carolinas, but also Houston and the Bahamas, and you know, so guys getting a little home cooking and get back. And I think they've had a really good stretch of practices have been back.
And G and JR, how was it trying to keep, you know, the guys in rhythm, but at the same time, get them a break so they get them back there in shape? You know how it is. You don't play for some days. You could be, you know, out of shape. So how's it been trying to get them reacclimated to basketball, man?
Yeah, it was good, man. It's always good to get the guys away, and then they get back, come back hungry, with a fresh mind, clear mind, ready to get on with that next game. So I think the break kind of helped. You know, it didn't take them that long to get back in the rhythm because guys were excited to be back around basketball.
No doubt, man. You know what? You guys have an exciting stretch here. You know, you played Winthrop, you know, which is a kind of a battle of the area there. You know, you played at Mercer down the street from me here. You got with the Duke and Clemson. So talk about that, G. Now, what are the results you wanted? Those experiences that you guys got to get on the road on in the ACC, the level that they probably all strive to want to be at, you know, but being players they are because they are, how fun was it though? What the results you all wanted down there?
Yeah, first with the Winthrop game, you know, we were on the road and we were up most of the game and just couldn't finish it off. But I thought our guys played really well. So we left that game feeling pretty decent. Then we had App State at home. App State was phenomenal. Sold out arena and they were the number one defense in the country at the time, and we did a great job scoring on them. We just honestly struggled to keep them from getting to the basket, and then from there, Mercer right during the end of finals, I thought our guys were kind of a little spacey. You know, we were up 10 in the first half, and then just kind of really really struggled the rest of that game. And now then after that, Clemson and Duke, you're talking about our first time ever playing ACC teams, you know, in our Division I era, and play back-to-back ACC teams on the road, nationally ranked. I thought we had really good stretches. We actually won the second half versus Clemson. We had about a 23-minute stretch versus Duke where we played really close to even. And what we have to do is take those positives from those games, what we are doing well and no stretches, and get it to conference play where we're playing like opponents, but keep some positive momentum and some things that we've learned in that process.
No doubt, G and JR, tell me for you all from the beginning of season now league, what's the things you really made you all happy with the guys for us there, your progression and improvement in certain areas you all stressed every day, practice, getting 1% better?
JR, you want to hit on that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the guys had made tremendous strides from the beginning of the season to now, and I think our growth overall as a team, just fighting adversities, especially on the road with the big road games. That's why I think the biggest stride for us has been not being laying down, you know, when we down, the guys coming together and playing together and overcome adversities on the road. So that's the biggest, you know, thing from the beginning of the season until now that I see.
Yeah, I think we've made tremendous progress in a few areas. Rebounding is probably the biggest area. We started off early in the season getting out rebounded pretty bad, and we've really done a good job lately, like on the glass. And I think that carrying forward, that's got to be a huge indicator for us, is winning the glass. And then we have to, we've done a really good job defending the 3-point line. And so we got to continue on that stretch. And when we don't foul and we rebound and defend a 3-point line pretty well, we're a pretty dang good team.
And G, for your guys, how's the adjustment been this year? I'm not calling charges no more, having their hands high, not trying to take 20, they're going to call it no more. So how are you guys just defensively just trying to close out with real respect, and also when they go driving harder, when they come downhill, has hands up and the result?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're still calling some on-ball charges if you're the primary defender, but off-ball, they're not really calling any. And so it's an adjustment. Our guys got to do vertical contests, you know, jump. We call them Supermans. And so we work on it pretty consistently, and our guys have gotten decent at it. But we got to be super focused on having that weak side rim protector, the low man on those ball screen coverages more consistently. Our corner guys got to pull, and we got a young team, and so they still have some lapses where they don't do it. But when we're locked in, we're pretty good at it.
No doubt. I think that's the last thing for the young guys' defense, JR. You all know that your time in the G League as well, man. Like, defense is that last piece for a player. Offensively, they can be world beaters, but us out of court, knowing the concept, knowing we want to nail, are we hard heads, you know, are we going to ice it, what are we going to do? That's the part the guys had a hard time to kind of pick up on.
Yeah, they do. You know, the biggest thing about defense is communication. That's the biggest thing. Everybody got to be communicate, and the will to want to stop your man and help your teammates out, you know, which is something that we're getting better with each day.
No doubt, man. And geez, also, looking at your non-con, your non-league, it's one of the top strength schedules, in my opinion, in the A-Sun. So you've played some tough team challenges. Your guys, you and JR and your staff have done a good job. So knowing that you're going to be playing like-minded opponents now, knowing what you went through that gauntlet, excited for this A-Sun run through March, hopefully to get win the title, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. I think last year our schedule is a little bit easier, and I'm not sure that we were prepared for the physicality of the A-Sun. This year, we could be a little bit over-prepared in a good way. I don't think anyone's size, length, or physicality is going to shock us at all when we get into league play. And so I think our guys are going to be actually excited to get into league play, because I think they're going to see they're ready and they're prepped and ready to score in those environments and to be able to handle the grind of what the A-Sun plays like.
And G and JR, talk about this, man. You know, got a new coach at Kennesaw State, and Antoine Petway playing at Kennesaw State on Saturday up at the Convocation Center up there in Kennesaw. So what do you see from those guys on the film? What do you see from Antoine Petway to take over his team and finds his way now?
Yeah, you can definitely tell he brought a lot of Alabama style with him. You know, they're number one in pace and play in the country. They're 80 possessions a game, which is a lot. You know, we're 35th in the country in pace, which is in top 10%. So you're going to see a fast game. Both teams stylistically very similar. trying to spread you out, a lot of five out, you know, very similar to an NBA game, shooting a good portion of our shots from three, and then at the rim. And so not a ton of mid-range stuff, very quick hitting NBA actions. And so Coach Pettway's done a really good job with that team and taking it and making it his style. And so really, I think the game's going to come down to which team makes the least amount of mistakes. You know, we talk about turnovers, missed free throws, fouls, those type of things. Because in this game, I think both teams are going to have very similar type of shots and shot charts and shot selection.
And you know what? You all are no strangers to playing it at the KSU Conference anyway. So you played them tough yourselves, tough game. So it's not your guys know how to play there. It's going to be rock. It's going to be the doing the aisle champ. Guess what? You all played there. And you played your butts off to win that game and won a game there tournament. So I feel like, you know, you guys, that's like your second home for you guys, man.
Exactly. Exactly.
No doubt. And Jay, I'm asking this, man, talk about this, man. But you always like to ask guys that play ball. At what point in your career overseas do you think you're going to try to get into coaching, man?
Man, I think I knew once I left school. You know, after I finished playing basketball, I knew I wanted to get into coaching because the relationships I had with the players when I was playing, it was kind of a coach-player style anyway. So I knew once, you know, I was done with ball, then I was going to, you know, that's something I wanted to do.
No doubt, man. You know, it's like a lot of times for us guys, man, who play ball, man, you know, I never thought I'd be in radio after playing football, but I am. You know, you want to get a coach. Like, I had no plan after football. So like, for you, man, it's about this for young guys out here who play ball, man. Having a plan after the ball starts bouncing, it's all going to stop for us one day. Now, I didn't have a plan, but I got lucky in where I am today. But talk about having a plan after you get through playing ball, man.
Definitely. Once I knew my career was winded down, that's when I started reaching out and making my connections. You know, just going back to, you know, old coaches I used to play for and even guys that I played against that was into coaching, just, you know, picking their brain about the ins and outs of everything. So I say probably like my, you know, third year when I knew I was going to stop, that's when I started making those connections. But you need to start early, though, man. The earlier, the better.
No doubt. And you in your playing career. Did you maybe start trying to think as a coach, like, boys, breaking down film, trying to develop your skills, helping your teammates? So, if we was even playing, we tried to kind of actually be a player coach almost to a degree, or you just kind of like, I'm still just play and then do what I'm doing right now?
I think it came a little bit later as I got older and been around the vets. You know, I learned a lot from them and try to take stuff from them. And I think that's when, you know, the player coach kicked in later on in my career.
No doubt, man. And for you, man, talk about trying to develop players at G League level. You know, we have the college part, Skyhawks, who probably played last year in Maine. And so talk about young men in the G League. You know, understand what it takes to make it to the NBA a roster and helping them develop as players and not be selfish, knowing they want to get an NBA job, but still playing the right way.
Yeah, the biggest thing is having that mindset. You know, a lot of guys, you know, think that they can make it, but you know, you got to put in the work, you got to have the right mindset. And I think that those two things can go a long way, and being a great teammate also. A lot of things don't even have to do with the basketball stuff, it's the off the court stuff, your character, all that stuff. Cause so, you know, just trying to help them out in that way, with the character, but also on court.
And you know, G, for you having JR here, man, a guy who's been at the highest levels of Europe playing professionally overseas, also being in the NBA, helping your guys see, you know, where it takes to get there, giving them the right skills, and we say get 1% better each day to want to make it play overseas or the NBA or the D-League level because of what you all have knowledge-wise in your heads, help them become better players every day.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's huge to have guys on staff that have seen at that level that can reiterate like, hey, this is what it's supposed to look like. Hey, this is what your mentality needs to be. Hey, you know, look, you know, we're still coaching college kids and they're developing and they're going to make mistakes. And, you know, they're not always going to be everyday guys, even though we want them to be. And so having JR and also Dan Bailey on staff who play professional But we're also exceptional college players to say, hey, look, if we want to win, if we want to win championships, if you want to become a pro and you want to have that mindset, this is what it looks like. And it's invaluable on staff. And I always said that I would have guys on staff like that. One, to give them opportunities to grow into coaches, and they'll probably be better coaches than me. But two, also to make sure that our guys in the locker room understand those voices.
No doubt, man. I feel like it's so important. Like you said, see, a lot of guys aren't like, a lot of guys are too scared or too scary to have guys like DB and JR on staff because their egos get in the way, right? But you know, you got an ego guy, never been there with something on you. So it's like, that's why it works so good. And JR, talk about work for my man, G. How has it been, man, coming from the main self, my brother?
Man, it's been amazing, man. Like he said, he gave us the opportunity to have a voice in practice, which, you know, a lot of coaches, especially being my first year, don't allow you to do. So, I mean, he's helped me out tremendously with that. And it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun for me. So I really enjoyed it and really appreciate the opportunity that he's given me to be able to coach the players.
No doubt. Well, JR, I'll see you on the 7th of February in Nashville. I told you I'll be there for that game off. I'm skipping the Boston game to come see y'all. Let's know that, right?
Oh, man.
So, you see me, my guy. I'll skip Boston. My guy, I hope to come see you, my brother. Let's know that.
Man, appreciate you. Appreciate the support. And look, can't wait to see you in Nashville, Austin Peay, and Lipscomb.
No doubt. Well, good to talk to you,
brother. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
JR, my man. Appreciate you too, brother. Hey, yeah, man. And I'm telling y'all too, man, look here. Let's go Panthers. Let's run to the Buccaneers this week, man. Let's do that.
I always root for the Panthers, but hey, big Packer Bears game. Packers got a chance to make the playoffs, so I'm going to be rocking out for the Packers.
No doubt, man. Hey, yes. Jordan Love, G.
Looking good.
Yes.
Looking good.
30 touchdowns.
Hey, he's had a great, like, I guess you'd call it freshman year since he sat out 3 years, 3 red shirts. And but he's playing some good football right now. I'm really excited to watch him grow, and hopefully the Packers side to lock him down here soon.
And against the former, I think, future Falcons quarterback, Justin Fields. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I think is going to happen, man. Falcons quarterback, yeah. Justin Fields coming. Hey, good to talk to you guys. We'll see y'all guys soon, man.
Appreciate it.
All right, appreciate you.
All right.
All right.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. As well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. When the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.